Welcome to Mike M's Weekly Reads, and just a quick thought before I get into the collector segment. I just got in an argument with some dipshit who's keeps saying that Black Panther's costume looks like Batman's. Not to fucking look like Batman's. It's designed after the animal. Jack Kirby created it after what a Black Panther looks like. God damn, people sometimes they're just, oh, it's a knockoff of Batman, and then he even says it's a knockoff from Stan Lee. Black Panther is nothing fucking like Batman. I mean, he might have little horns and a black costume, but that's about it. He's the king of Wakanda. He's royalty. He rules a country that's never been invaded. Very different from Bruce Wayne, who's a millionaire, billionaire, whose parents died. Yes, Black Panther's parents, well, at least his father had died. But they're nothing like each other. It just frustrated me. But anyway, some of the books I got at Heroes Con was I'm working on getting a lot of Marvel lately, and there's a place that's always at Heroes and always at Baltimore, and I always shop there. I always get stuff there. It's like my primary back issue source of comics. It's what is it called? I can't even think of it. Tomorrow's Treasures. Good Lord. I go there because I like the way they group their books. They always sell their books relatively cheap compared to other places, and you can find a lot of old books. That like they have like $5, and then they have a $10 one, and they all bag and board them differently so you can see what the costs are. And then they have like a $10 to $20 bin, and then a $50 bin, and then a $100 bin. And then they have the CGC books and their old Golden Age books. And I was focusing on Captain America a lot because I've been reading Nick Spencer's Cap, Sam Wilson, and Steve Rogers, and I've been really enjoying them. So I've been on a kick. I go down these rabbit holes, and I've been really enjoying certain characters. And I thought, well, I'm gonna focus on buying books from Avengers and Captain America. So I picked up a few Avengers titles. Avengers 94 event, which has these red looking robot creatures called the Mandroids, and they're saying, I accuse the Avengers of betraying the Earth. Mandroids execute the death sentence. And then 108 is that's a 20-cent issue, and then this is also a 20-cent issue. It says Avengers assemble for the sense-shattering showdown with the Space Phantom and the Grim Reaper, and it has Cap on the cover, Vision on the cover, fighting Grim Reaper, and it looks like is that guy's yeah the Space Phantom, which I remember from the Fantastic Four, and inside this like imprisoned module or of some sort. You have Hawkeye in a very, very strange costume. His arms are clear and his legs are clear, like he's wearing shorts, and he's got a V in his chest. Scarlet Witch, Black Panther, and Iron Man. And then we got 110. This is a really cool cover. I like this one because it's got the X-Men on it with Magneto in the foreground, and he says, I did it. I, Magneto, have destroyed the X-Men, and the Avengers are next. And Cyclops, Marvel Girl, and Iceman are on the ground, and Cap, Vision, Iron Man, and Thor are coming to the rescue. So that was 110. We have Avengers 118, which is a crossover between the Defenders, and I think this is a big crossover, like an eight-part crossover, jumping but from titles to titles. And it says, this is it, face to face with Loki and the dread Dormammu, Mamu. I can never pronounce that. He's Doctor Strange's main villain. So you're taking the Avengers villain and one of the Defenders villain and joining them together to fight them. And that was a 20-cent issue. Now we jump to 30-cent issue. This looks like a Kirby cover. If it's not, it has Kirby lines. It's 153. It has Cap on the cover, and it has the Wizard, and it says, "Watch out, Cap! The Wizard is back, and he's going crazy. If we don't stop him fast, he'll kill us all." And then we have Avengers 200. This is a double-size anniversary issue, and it has Hawkeye, Iron Man, Jocasta, Scarlet Witch, Yellow Jacket, Miss Marvel, Carol Danvers, Beast, Wonder Man, Captain America, Wasp, Vision, and Thor, and it has a 200 in the cover. And at the top, it's a 75-cent issue, and it's got Win a Toys R Us Shopping Spree. And those are the Avengers books I got. So the next one, some Cap books that I got, was Cap 130. And this one has Whirlwind, Porcupine, and Batroc the Leaper attacking Cap. And it says, "Up against a wall, all you could ask for in the action thriller, and much, much more." And that's a 15-cent issue. And it says, "Give yourself a special no prize if you figure out what the Hulk is doing in this one." That's a funny cover because you're supposed to guess what the Hulk is doing in this issue, and he's not even on the cover. If you get it, you get a no prize, meaning you don't get shit. But that's funny. Got a 20-cent issue of Captain America and the Falcon. It says all new Cap and the Falcon split up, featuring the malevolent menace of Hydra introducing the fabulous Femme Force. And it's basically a page torn in half with separating Cap and the Falcon. Really cool cover. I like that. Then we got Captain America and the Falcon, a 20-cent issue, 146. It says, "You're finished, Hydra. You're finished." Cap is saying that. "I'm back. I had a cough attack. I'm still getting over the con crud from Heroes." So yeah, Captain America and the Falcon, like I was talking, 146, and it's a battle with Hydra. And it says, "Mission stop the Femme Force." And there's some guy in a chair watching Cap fight Hydra. And it says, "Don't defeat them too quickly, you star-spangled clown, for then you must deal with me." That's kind of funny. We got 147. One thing I've been noticing is, man, Hydra is in every book. I never guess realized because my Cap reading started, I mean, where I started hardcore on Cap anyway, started around when Mark Grenwald was the leader of a writer of that book. So this is 147. It's Captain America the Falcon, 20-cent issue. It says the Supreme Hydra Unmasked. Has Cap fighting Hydra on the cover. We got a 25-cent issue, 183. It says Death of a Hero, and it has Cap like strapped to a chimney, like weird strapped. Like it's very strange the way they fastened him to this chimney on the top of a building. And it says Death of a Hero, and he's just like dangling there, his body's hanging, and Cap and Nomad are both up there watching him. Another 25-cent issue, Captain America and the Falcon on the cover. This has Red Skull on the cover. I like this cover design. They're on some it looks like one of those Outlook towers, I can't even think of the term for it. Searchlight, where they have the searchlight to look for boats. Lighthouse. It looks like a lighthouse. It could be the rim of a boat, but to me, it looks like a lighthouse. And Red Skull looks like he's gonna throw a lady over the side. It could be Shannon Carter. I don't know. It says, "Keep away, Captain, or this woman dies." and Falcon's coming flying up, and he says, "There's no way I can reach her in time." The Red Skull is back, Nuff said. We got Captain America number 203. This cover is my favorite just because of the way the lines are drawn, and there's Kirby Crackle on there. It has a bunch of monsters, like alien monsters attacking them, and Cap, Falcon, and some gunslinger are on the cover fighting off the monsters. So that's a 30-cent issue, number 203. And why the heck not? I'm going to talk about a few of the Justice Leagues I picked up there that I was missing. I'm getting really close to completing Justice League, and just like Daredevil, I'm missing number one. I have like number two, and then I'm missing like, I think, six through nine, and then just a few pockets, and those ones will be easy to fill in. We have Justice League of America number 47. This one has, it's one of those crisis covers, because it has Earth 2 and Earth 1 heroes on the cover. It has Batman fighting an alien. He's just a strange choice, but it has Flash, Hawkman, and Dr. Fate fighting him. The most amazing death-defying battle ever fought. On the left side, the roster has Adam, Batman, Flash, Green Lantern, and Hawkman. On the right, for the Justice Society of America, it has Black Canary, Dr. Fate, Dr. Midnight, Sandman, Spectre, and Wildcat. We have Justice League number 79, which has some character. It looks like he's a hooded character shooting out like this black plague or black mist out of his hands. And it says, "Stop the deadly pollution or no one on Earth will be left alive." And he's like killing Superman, Hawkman, Batman, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, and Black Canary, and Flash. They're all struggling to just catch their breath. And it does have the Atom on the roster call. It's got the face roster call on the left side. Superman, Batman, Flash, Black Canary, Green Lantern, Atom, and Green Arrow. It doesn't have Hawkman, but Hawkman's on the cover. Now I'm looking for Adam, and I just don't see him, although he might be really small somewhere. This, we have Justice League of America number 95. This has a lot of reprint stuff. Secret Origin Stories of Dr. Fate and Dr. Midnight from the Golden Age. It says, "A Superstar Spectacular, The Private War of Johnny Dune." And it has like a musician, a black musician, playing guitar, musical notes, and it looks like the Justice League is mesmerized. And the Justice League consists of, on the cover, Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Black Canary, and the Atom. And they're all mesmerized. This one is number 96. It says, "Meet the Cosmic Vampire. He drained the life energy of the Justice Leaguers and became the most terrifying menace in the universe." And it's got reprint Golden Age stories of Our Man and Wildcat. And this one says, "Special guest star, Adam Strange." A cameo, anyway. So, yeah, that's a handful of books I got. And now we'll talk about some of the weekly reads. So, if we go to the weekly reads, it was a really crazy week. That week must have been, I don't know, I must have been traveling or something. But we only had 15 comics and they were all DC. How about that? It looks like what I read on May 2nd through May 8th, all were 4 out of 5s or 5 out of 5s. And we started with Batman Dreamland. This is a book I covered on Gotham by Geeks. And it's a story by Norm Brayfogle and Alan Grant with artist by Norm Brayfogle. This was an alien story. And it's actually a sequel, and I didn't know it at the time, because it has a character that is imbued with powers that is in another prequel to this story. Dr. Staines is the evil guy, and this character, this character called the Kook, Kook, thinks that aliens are in Area 51, and Dr. Staines is there, and they're conducting mind manipulation experiments in Area 51, and Batman and the Kook have to invade there along with a female that was seeking Batman's help. Really good story. If you're a fan of Alan Grant and Breyfogle, this is a must-get one shot. And if you're really interested, I think the prequel is called Batman Abduction. I do not have it, but I am planning on ordering it soon. So that was a 4 out of 5. What else we got? We got Superman, Wonder Woman 25 and 26, Action Comics 48 through 50, and Superman 42 through 49. These particular books were towards the tail end of the New 52, and they have to do with the death of the death of the Superman, New 52 Superman. It was a really, really good, strong arc. It ended really strong, and these were some of the books that were alternating. They actually had the Shield numbering, like we did in the 90s, and it was really cool. Really cool storytelling. I'd highly recommend it, especially if you're a Superman fan. It ended really, really, really strong. And then we had Batman Chronicles number 16. This one I think I'm going to have to refresh my memory, but what I remember about this one is that this is probably a no man's land story. And it amazes me that I'm missing Batman Chronicles. I might have to figure out what's going on there. But I have the No Man's Land trade here, so I can see if the one thing I don't like about the No Man's Land that the Road to No Man's Land has in it is they have covers. I think the covers are important, whereas in these trades they don't put the covers, so they put them in the back. And number 16 is on page 331, and of course it's not easy to see what page 331 is. So I am going to try to make my way. Let me see. It's towards Azrael and the Batman. I am trying to get over there just to refresh my memory. I think it was the Greg Rucka, Renee Montoya storyline. And that one I really loved. And there was more to it than just the Renee Montoya storyline. There was a storyline called The Comforts of Home by Scott Beatty and Damian Scott, which is a Joker story about two people that find the Joker's pad. That was awesome. It was just about two individuals that are searching for food and such, and they end up in the Joker's labyrinth and almost get killed. And then that's Harley squeaking stuff. And then you had a Denis O'Neil and Chris Renald Harold story. And if you remember, Harold was kind of like a technician that worked in the Batcave. And when the Batcave was destroyed, he's like, "Well, what do I do? What do I fix things?" And then he actually came out, and he saw the light for such a long time. He's been in the cave working on the Batmobiles and stuff, and now he comes out and he sees all this destruction. He's like, "A whole city is broken, needing to be fixed." He's got a lot of work to do, and he's happy because that's what he does. He fixes things. So, yeah, the Chronicles was awesome. It had those three storylines, and the Renee Montoya Harvey Dent story phenomenal. And if you read like the some of the question stuff later on, they focus on Harvey Dent, and this is like the foundation. This is like the foundation story that started it all. So it's very, very important that you read this. So that ends this episode. This was a 5 out of 5. So there was only 1 5 out of 5, and the rest were 4 out of 5s. Really short and sweet episode. I got it under half hour. Sorry about my rant, but it was at the spur of the moment. I'm like, I just hate when people are naive and they just reply to one of my posts just because I posted something about Black Panther. It was actually the previous episode. It was episode 31 that they did that for, and they're like, "He's a knockoff of Batman." I'm like, "No, he's not." And his costume, yeah, it's black, but it's designed to look like a panther. Not, he said something. His tweet said something like, "Looks like Bats finally nailed a Fluffy the cat, the house cat, and this is their love child. Shame on you, Stan. What a rip off." He doesn't know shit. This guy can go fuck himself. And if he's listening to this, that's just an ignorant post. And you could probably stop listening to this. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Barb's laughing at me, but I just hate when people post stupid shit like this. It just get fires me up. Please leave feedback at mike@comicbooknoise.com. That's email. At Twitter, it's at Mike Myers Brunch. The website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. And last but not least, Facebook has a site there. You could type in Geek Brunch Podcast with space there, click the like button, and follow all the episode threads there. Thanks for listening, and sorry this was a little choppy. But and sorry for all the background noise, but things were happening. All right, talk to you later. Bye.